If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. The day science begins to study non-physical phenomena, it will make more progress in one decade than in all the previous centuries of its existence. Nikola Tesla.
Welcome to the Frequency Shifter Show. I'm your host, Corinne Summers, founder of Artisan Pharmacy. In this show, we explore ways to raise the frequency of ourselves, one another, and our planet. We're digging deep into all things metaphysical, from what is frequency to the power of sound, the Schumann resonance, our DNA, Reiki, the energy of water, and beyond, all to shift our minds and bodies back into alignment with richer states of connection, elevated awareness, and maximum human potential. And we're bringing on the global experts and thought leaders to share their wisdom as they let us pick their brains around all these juicy, mysterious topics.
First of all, I don't know who Ricky is and metaphysical. Schumann's Renaissance? I don't even know. What are you talking about? Wait a minute. I need us to take a step back and calm down. What are we even talking about here?
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention, I have a co-host. The universe insisted. What can I say? This is Alex Terranova, founder of Dream Mason. He's sort of a newbie to some of this frequency stuff, and he's going to help keep everything balanced, grounded, and relatable.
So this show isn't just for the experts to nerd out on all things metaphysical, but it's an open welcome space for everyone to explore the mysteries of the universe and raise our frequencies together.
Hi, and welcome to today's episode of the Frequency Shifter Show. My name is Corinne Summers, founder of Artisan Pharmacy, here with my amazing co-host, Alex Terranova, founder of Dream Mason. And today's very special guest in Mumbai, India, a dear friend and someone I look up to so much, Dimple Janga. She's a celebrity Ayurvedic healthcare coach, the founder of Prana Ayurvedic Healthcare Center in Mumbai, as well as the Ayurvedic Life Sciences Academy, or Academy of Ayurvedic Life Sciences. There we go. Above all, she's an incredibly sweet soul and talented, talented coach. Dimple, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Corinne. It's my pleasure.
I think we should start with just what is Ayurveda for people that don't know, and how can it help them? Or how does it help us as humans?
Oh, yes. So how about I tell you what Ayurveda means? Ayu means life, Veda means knowledge. So Ayurveda literally means the knowledge of life or the science of life. It's a manual that Mother Nature has given to take care of our body. And of course, there's a whole lot of science to it that I'm going to explain in the podcast. So you have to stick around till the end of the podcast to hear this.
Wonderful. Yes, definitely have to check out all of the goods in the full episode. Could you just share a little bit about the fundamentals of Ayurveda and what we can learn from that?
So Ayurveda is based on the principles of Mother Nature, that we are only made up of five elements: earth, water, fire, air, and space. And everything else outside of that is man-made. That is one. And two, Ayurveda is based on the principle of a personalized science that says that no two human beings in the world are the same. So it basically allows you to design a personalized diet and a lifestyle based on your body constitution, your habitat, your age, your genetic factors, so you can prevent diseases ahead of time. So that's the basic principle of Ayurveda. And of course, it's a language, it's a science and an art, and there's so much to it. So I'd love for you to hear the rest of it in the podcast.
In the podcast, we talk a lot about how it's like nature's way of giving us direction. And you talk a lot about ease versus disease. Will you give us a little bit about that?
Okay. So Ayurveda talks about two different things. One is being at ease, and second is disease. At ease means when all the five elements in your body, the three biological building blocks, the seven tissues in your body are in a state of good health, balance, and harmony. And that leads to wellness of the body, mind, and emotion. But even when one element goes out of balance or is in excess, it causes the body to be not at ease, which is called disease. The disconnect, disharmony with nature's what causes disease. It literally has the exact same three letters that the word starts with: disconnect, disharmony, and disease. And that's literally what Ayurveda is all about. Bringing yourself back in harmony with nature, so you're aligned to the elements in nature, and there's no room for toxicity, poison, or diseases.
Yes, there's just so much we can learn there. And I think, in 2020, in this new kind of era of health and immunity being so important and critical to our livelihood, what else could you say about that in terms of, you know, how important this practice is for us now and going forward?
So I am a great believer in the power of now. And if anything 2020 has taught all of us is that this is the era of immunity, like you rightly said. Those who have immunity will survive and make it till the very end, living a very fruitful, productive life. Those who don't have an immunity might want to start investing in it right away. What Ayurveda does is it puts the power back in your hands to live your life in a more productive, fruitful manner, to have more life in every moment, to have more healthy, productive relationships, happy relationships. And that's only possible when you have a body that's free and devoid of diseases. Ayurveda teaches you how to prevent diseases rather than waiting to get sick, which is why I'm not a big believer of insurance. I'm rather a believer of investing in wellness rather than investing in disease, waiting to get sick, because then the mind is tuned to get sick. The mind is waiting to get sick so that it can claim all the money that you've invested in insurance 20 years from now to buy a hospital bed to die in. I'd rather have wellness today and every single day till the end of my life. And that's what Ayurveda does. It puts the power back in my hands.
Ah, I'm so glad you just hit that again, because that was what I wanted to highlight. I love that you said that. It puts the power back in your hands. I know from my own experiences with Ayurveda and coming from all the trauma I experienced in 10 years of intense, Lyme disease issues and all of that, that's exactly what I felt, empowered by the idea that I could better care for my health and actually create change using these kinds of practices. So thank you for sending that message home. The power, you have the power. It's just turning it on. Thank you so much for being here with us today. Is there anything else you want to share in this quick little preview episode before we wrap up?
Right. So what I really love doing is being the saleswoman of Ayurveda. And now we've created something called the Ayurveda Masterclass that allows you to access this 5,000-year-old healthcare science without having to go into college and study for 5 years. What you can do is study Ayurveda over a 10-hour masterclass that teaches you how to care for your body and for your family and your loved ones. And this means claiming the power that you are capable of holding and carrying forward. And it also means preserving a piece of nature, a piece of heritage and wisdom for your future generations. And that begins with investing in yourself. So I would love for each one of you to study Ayurveda and make it as a way of life, not something that you run to when all other methods have failed. Ayurveda is not the last resort. It should be the first resort. To be healthy and happy is not a choice. It's a duty. It's mandatory. And it's your job to look after your body, because this is a gift from Mother Nature. You're very gifted and bestowed, to wake up in a state of wellness, to have a fully functional body and limbs. And it's your job to take care of it. It's not a gift to be abused. It's a duty that you need to take very seriously. And that's what wellness is all about.
Thank you so much, Dimple. And to our listeners, make sure you tune in to the full episode with Dimple, where you can learn all the juicy goods about how to empower yourself and regain greater life force energy, as well as some a special giveaway at the end of her episode and some codes to check out further programs and things on her website at a discount. So make sure you check out her full episode and her website linked below. Prana by Dimple Janga. And thank you again for being here. We'll see you back
again
soon.
Thank you so much, Aurina and Alex. It was such a pleasure talking to the two of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Frequency Shifters. We really hope that you got some value, you learned something, and that there's something from this episode that you can take away and use in your life. Who are you thinking of right now that needs to hear this episode? Please share it with them. Share this on social media, subscribe and like and leave a comment. And please, if you have a comment or an idea or something that you want us to talk about or investigate, leave it online and we will go into those and bring you that information. Please like, share, and subscribe, and we will see you next time.